This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now it's 5:41. We're moving on to Today on Twitter, where it's an interesting question. Should we be giving out more compliments at work? So this came by way of a tweet from Ed Bernat, who says, "I hate how we Malaysians don't have compliment culture. Like when I show my designs to my manager, she only comments when something is wrong, but my Korean bosses always express their admiration towards my design, and I really appreciate how it increases my self-esteem. It's exactly how my mom never complimented my academic achievements when I was a kid. She would point out everything that was wrong instead, and then she wondered why my confidence was very low. But I also understand that the responsibility of seeking feedback falls on me. It's just that I thought it would be nice for managers to offer praise, to tell me I did a good job and that they appreciated my effort." So this then opens up a conversation on the practice of giving compliments in general in the Malaysian setting, but particularly in the workplace. And there's a fine sampling of thoughts. So Hiswani Hassan says, "You know, at the same time, Malaysians aren't very good at accepting or receiving compliments. We're not good at responding to them. So we have to be better at both giving and receiving." And I think that that's an interesting point because it's being brought up by someone else as well who says, let me see. Ooh, I can't find it. But there was a tweet earlier also that talked about how, you know, there's a propensity to say, "Oh, no, la, no, no, I didn't really do anything." And so, yeah, it's true that learning to accept or take a compliment matters. Meanwhile, we have Kyrol who says, "It's because when we're little, we were focused on correcting or improving. So our minds now always try to find the fault first. I'll be honest, when I do something and ask for an opinion, I'd like to know where I can improve. Maybe it's just me." Then we have Habu Habu who says, "Question is it good enough to be complimented, or should decent, okay work also get complimented? It's like the concept of only winners getting medals versus all participants getting medals. Is this necessary? Will it further push a culture of mediocrity? Discuss." I think that one actually opens up an interesting point because there's a difference between I guess when we say compliment, right, the question is always about unearned or earned or appropriate. You know, there are all these things that come in because the knee-jerk reaction when you hear the word compliment is sometimes to think that it's just a meaningless thing, something people say, or, you know, praise that's not necessarily offered that's correlated to effort. But I don't think that that's always the case as well. And it depends really on how we perceive even the word compliment. Meanwhile, Irfan says, "This is so true. The environment between local and international companies are different. I'm working with an MNC now and I can tell that they appreciate what you do. They even tell me thank you for the help, even though it's my daily task to complete," while Pak Kadok kind of offers a completely different perspective, saying, "My old boss used to say, you are being paid to do a good job. Don't expect any rewards or compliments because it is what you are paid to do. If you do get it, count it as a bonus. If you make a mistake, you have to pay for it." Now, here comes a tweet I couldn't find earlier. So Salma says, "It took quite some time for me even to learn how to accept compliments. I've always responded with, no lie, it's nothing much. Saying thank you left myself feeling very awkward, but now I am used to expressing my gratefulness." And then we also have Mr. Simper who says, "Don't hate because you have the choice to start the culture. Start by complimenting how people look. Start with friends. They'll say something nice back. Be the change you want to see." So, like I said, a variety of opinions coming through on this subject of whether we should be giving out more compliments at work or more broadly in general, right? Whether as a society, we should be more open to giving and receiving compliments. So let us know. Do you give or receive compliments often, especially in the workplace? Would you welcome it? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:51. Kind of apt, considering that we have been spending this hour talking in part about compliments, especially in, well, the workplace, but also in general, whether we are good at giving or receiving compliments. Although we are getting some clarification on that word from Jonathan, who says, compliments is the wrong word. What we're really talking about here is recognition. Acknowledging a job well done encourages your employees to want to do an even better job. It's all about bringing out the best in others. And that's a really important point, because I think we're kind of talking about the feeling of recognition, but couched under words of praise, hence compliments being the word that everybody's using. But this is a really great observation. And I think it goes all the way back to whether in a larger society setting, we're good at giving that kind of recognition or compliments or words of praise, or, you know, call it what you will. And we are asking you for your thoughts about whether or not you give or receive compliments often. Do you recognize when other people are doing well? Do you do that verbally? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming back to the point, however, about compliments or recognition, especially in a workplace setting, Maggie says, we can compliment to encourage or to show our appreciation, but what matters most to me is that compliments should be sincere, no plastic strokes, please, which I absolutely agree with Maggie. And then Delma, meanwhile, says, I'm so for giving genuine compliments, but sometimes I hold back for fear of creating an awkward situation, especially if it's with someone I don't know that well. Hashtag so Asian. This is something I think about a lot, but I've taken up telling people or giving people compliments in public, whether it's strangers, whether it's acquaintances, close friends. I think that it's something that I think it's just something nice that we can all do for each other to brighten up our day just a little bit. And yeah, so I'm all for it as well. Let us know what you think, whether it is about how you would like to see airlines respond in the event of flight delays, or for that matter, whether you give or receive compliments often, especially in the workplace, and is this something that you think we should have more of? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.